The Westshore Rebels are gearing up for playoff football and will have home field advantage when they host the Prince George Kodiaks in a semifinal showdown on Saturday, October 11 at Starlight Stadium. Westshore wrapped up its 10-game regular season with a 7-3 record, earning second place in the British Columbia Football Conference, BCFC, standings and the right to play in front of their home fans. The Rebels were dominant on both sides of the ball, scoring 394 points while allowing just 161 second only to the undefeated Okanagan Sun in both categories. For first-year head coach Connor Bryan, it's been a rewarding start to his tenure leading the Rebels. "I think the league is a competitive league, and it can be tough to win every week," Bryan told the Goldstream Gazette. "Being able to get 7 wins and earn a home playoff game is very exciting, and we're very happy with that." Bryan, who has been on the Rebels staff since 2022 and played for Westshore from 2014 through 2016, said the transition into his first season as head coach was made smoother by the people around him. "I'm very lucky to have a great coaching staff that I was able to bring in to help me out," he said. "Overall, I'm very happy and excited with how the first year's gone, but now it's time for the season that really matters to begin." Saturday's matchup will mark the first meeting between the two teams since Week 1, when Westshore came out on top 33-13. But Bryan knows this one won't be easy. "They're a very resilient team," he said. "They're well coached, and for them to be in the playoffs in just their fourth year as a program is very impressive. They've got a great quarterback, Sawyer Thiessen, who can really throw the ball, so we've got to make sure our D-line is getting pressure and our DBs are ready to capitalize." Thiessen has thrown for 3,356 yards over the past two seasons for Prince George, with 25 touchdowns and a .529 completion rate. Linebacker Caden Crow led the BCFC in tackles this season with 49. The Rebels enter the postseason with one of the most explosive offenses in the country. Quarterback Gavin Session threw for 2,806 yards and 28 touchdowns this season, completing nearly 68% of his passes. He finished second in total yards and first in touchdown passes. His top target, receiver Zion Brown, matched a CJFL record with 18 receiving touchdowns while racking up 1,195 yards on 69 catches. Brown led the league in both receptions and yards. "Gavin and Zion are both massive competitors," Bryan said. "They both love to win and push each other to be better every week. That's really the beauty of their connection, they make everyone around them better." Bryan credited offensive coordinator Rob Lervold for designing a system that plays to the team's strengths. "Rob's done a great job of analyzing the talent we have on offense," he said. "We've got weapons at every single position, and that makes us hard to defend." As the Rebels prepare for Saturday's semifinal, Bryan said the message in practice has been simple: do whatever it takes to keep playing. "We don't want the season to be done," he said. "We love football out here, and we want to play as much as possible. Whatever it takes to win, that's our focus." With the game at Starlight Stadium, where the Rebels went 4-1 this season, Bryan believes Westshore has an edge. "In my opinion, we have the best facility in Canada when it comes to junior football," he said. "Our fans are electric. Playing in front of them lights a fire under our guys, and there's nothing better than getting a win at home." Kickoff is set for 3 p.m., with the winner of the Langford semifinal meeting the winner of the Okanagan Sun v Raiders matchup in the Cullen Cup Championship game.